ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Few days ago, in speaking on topics of lamentation and hope, I read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, a verse that's included in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a verse composed by Sanatan Goswami. By email, I sent a question regarding that, and I'll repeat the verse and the translation and then get into the question. Na prema shravanadi bhaktirapi va yogo ta va vaishnavo gyanang va shubha karma va kyadaho sajjati rapi asti va hinartadhika sadhake twai tathapya chedya mula sati he gopijana vallabha Vyathayate haha mad ashaiva mam. Oh my, remember Sanatan Goswami saying this. Who is Sanatan Goswami? Such a great devotee. Oh my Lord, he says, I do not have any love for you. And then what, if he thinks he doesn't have any love for Krishna, then what's our position? He's a perfect devotee. And we are very imperfect, whoops, but he's presenting himself as if he is imperfect, and he feels like that. That's a part of his perfection, is that he feels so fallen, whereas in the material world, everyone feels themselves to be very great, or they want to be very great, but in spiritual existence, humility, dānya, is the main quality. And as I pointed out last time, there's a difference between the humility of the great devotees who actually, they're actually pure in their heart, but out of humility they feel themselves to be impure. There's a difference between that and the reality of our situation, in which we actually have so many material desires and attachments within our heart. So Sanatan Goswami says, O my Lord, praying to Krishna, I do not have any love for you, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. And again, we may think, if Sanatan Goswami, if he's not qualified, then where do we even begin? Well, where do we begin? By the mercy of Sanatan Goswami and such great devotees. Nor do I possess the mystic power of a Vaishnava. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation of him, Sanatan Goswami, saying that I don't have yoga. I do not have knowledge, Sanatan Goswami, such a devotee, one of the six Goswamis who was materially and, not materially, but he was, even from the material perspective, he was very knowledgeable, what to speak of his vast knowledge of Shastra. But he says, I don't have any knowledge, I don't have any pious activities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went all the way up to North Bengal, walking in those days, simply to see Rupa and Sanatan. And he thinks, I don't have any pious activities, nor do I belong to a very high caste family. He says, I'm not of Sajjati. Well, of course, he was from a very high class family, said from the highlands of Karnataka. Maybe that was somewhere close to here. Don't know exactly. Superficially, he had been rejected from high-class society because he was associating with Muslims. There'd be no Hindus left if they still did that. They used to excommunicate high-class Hindus if they mixed with Muslims, but in the modern day, if you live around here, there's no way to do anything else. Times have changed. But he says, Sanatan Goswami says, on the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, Gopijana Vallabha, beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen. Now, what's the usual name for that? He who bestows his mercy on the most fallen, he who purifies the fallen. Patita Pavana, it's a common name. But here the name is, in Sanskrit, is Hinartadika Sadhika. People who have very low, I'm just doing my best here to translate it, people who have very low values. Because you bestow that Sajjatirapi, or maybe that's not even in the Sanskrit, but Srila Prabhupada's blended it in. Because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is always giving me pain. So the word there, vyathayate, giving me pain. So what is meant by the question came, what is meant by that pain? So that is a very good question, which caused me to look into this some more. We would think that someone who thinks that they're completely fallen and useless should have great hope that Krishna will save them, and that hope should give us joy in our heart. And actually, we should think that we're completely fallen and useless, because we are, from the spiritual point of view. We're all a long way from Krishna. And also, well, that's really the entrance into bhakti. Krishna says that Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna arto jignyaso artharti gyani cha bharatarshaba. Krishna says that four kinds of people, if they're pious, they tend to worship me. That means people who are distressed, they want something, they want Krishna to relieve their distress. An example of that is Gajendra, yeah. An example of that is Gajendra. Arto Jignyasur, who are inquisitive to know about Krishna. An example is almost. Parikshit, yeah, well, the example is given of Suta Goswami and the rishis at Naimisharanya. Artharti. Dhruva Maharaj, who wanted some money from Krishna, some property. So he approached Krishna. And Gyani Cha Bharatarshava, best among the Bharatarshava, and one who is in knowledge of Krishna, who approaches Krishna, already knows from the beginning that Krishna is great. What's the example given? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Well, I'm not a Gyani, because I don't know. I also forgot what the example is given. But there are many, many, many such cases. So the Gyani means one who already knows that Krishna is great and approaches him. From the very beginning, he approaches Krishna because he wants to love Krishna. But others, they want something from Krishna, or they're not very serious to understand Krishna. In the case of the Jignyasu, the inquisitive person. But the Gyani means, in this case, Gyani means one who knows Krishna is great. He knows I'm not great. That's a big step forward for someone to know I'm not great. And that I need Krishna's mercy. And so that humility is the beginning of devotion. And then we learn of actual devotion. Definitely there's some devotion of someone who worships Krishna because they want something from Krishna. But real devotion begins with atma samarpan, giving oneself completely to Krishna. Anyway, we all belong to Krishna, but giving ourselves to Krishna, willingly giving ourselves to Krishna. So that requires great faith that Krishna won't cheat me or exploit me like everyone else in this material world tends to do. So the hope that I'm a long, long way from Krishna, but Krishna will surely pick me up. That hope, that should give us joy, isn't it? But Sanatan Goswami says that it's giving me pain. Why should it give us pain? Why should he feel pained by that? So some thoughts about this. Well, Krishna is very great. I am very low. In my heart, there are so many materialistic desires, so many contaminations, so many attachments, which birth after birth, I've just been collecting more and more attachments within my heart. And why should I oblige Krishna or to come down to pick me up? It's just like if there's someone is very nicely bathed and clean, and then something falls in the drain, which is full of dirty things, and then he's obliged to pick it up, and then he becomes unclean by doing that. Of course, Krishna never becomes unclean. But the whole thought that Krishna is so pure and so much above us, and because I'm so wretched, I'm so fallen, practically I'm obliging Krishna or I to come down and pick me up. He is so pure. I am so contaminated. He has so many good devotees who are pure-hearted and serving him so nicely. And why am I troubling him? Why am I so contaminated? Why am I like that? That should give us pain. Why am I not better? Why am I attached to all the dirty things in my heart? Why? Why can't I just throw that out? So the hope is unbreakable. Acheda mula sati. But the goal seems a long, long, I've got a long way to go. We know that Krishna will pick us up, but we have to show our sincerity. We have to do our work also. Sanatana Goswami says, Shravanadi Bhakti. So we have, it's not that we're just sitting around cultivating all kinds of material desires and just hoping that Krishna will pick us up anyway. That's not real. That's not real devotion. Real devotion means that let me take up the process that Krishna has given us to attain that prema. Atantar dulabha prema kori bare dan sharanga sharanagati. What is that? Kori bare dan? How does that? Sharanga sharanagati. Shikai sharanagati bhakatera pran. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the very rarely attained love of Krishna, but he did so by teaching the process of taking shelter of Krishna. There's a process, the whole. We have to do our work also. Of course, some people in the Ramanuja Sampradaya won't agree with that, and some will. It depends which branch you're in. So, this thought that Krishna will pick me up even though I'm very fallen, this is a repeated theme in the Vaishnava literature, not only in our Sampradaya. Last time I quoted a song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this regard. And now I want to relate a song by Srila Narottam Das, who of course chronologically came before Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Similar ideas are there. And again, we have to remember what an exalted devotee Narottam Das is, but how he's feeling. So he's praying to Krishna, thus, in this song. This is from his Prarthana, from the section Atmanivedana, offering oneself to Krishna, surrendering oneself to Krishna. So he sings, Tumito Dayar Shindhu Adham Janara Bandhu More Prabhu Karo Abadhan Parinu Ashad Bhale Kamatim Ingile Gile Enata Karo Paritran. So he says that, Narottam says to Krishna, you are the Dayar Shindhu, you are the ocean of mercy. Adham Janara Bandhu, the friend of those persons who are the most fallen. So, please, Prabhu, Master, just look at me. Take a look at me. I have fallen into the ocean of illusion, and I'm swallowed by the Kama Timingala. The Timingala. It's the Sanskrit word for whale is Timi. You may have seen in the museum. If not in the museum, I remember from the Natural History Museum, I think it's called, in London. You see the bones of a whale. And they're pretty big. They're pretty big. If you haven't seen it in the Natural History Museum in London, you've seen it on the YouTube, probably. But very big. But there are Timingala. There are whale swallowing fish at the bottom of the ocean. And some things from modern researchers suggest that also. So Kama Timingala, our karma, our material desires, they're very big. And we ourselves are swallowed up. We're swallowed up by our material desires. We think, I am desiring this, but practically we are controlled by our desires. So he's praying, you pick me up, protect me, lift me up, lift me up. Lift me up from this. Java janama mo aparadhe hoino bhor nishkapote na bhajino toma. Tatapi ha tumigoti nachareho pranapati mui sham nahik adham. So he says, ever since I was born, I've made all kinds of serious offenses, and I'm just filled up with all kinds of offenses, and I've never sincerely worshipped you. Still, nevertheless, he says, you are my gati. You are the goal of my life. So you are the Lord of my life, so don't reject me. You won't find anyone as fallen as me. And that's a constant theme, isn't it? We find in the song, Narottam Das, Nityananda, Ha Ha Prabhu Nityananda. How does that go? Premananda Sukhi, Kripa Bolo Kano Koro Ami Boro Dukhi. Well, no, it's the line before that, isn't it? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Kara Mori, Toma Bina, Ke Dayalu, Jagat Sangsari. Then next line, Patita Pavana Toma, Toma Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata, Moshama Patita Prabhu, Na Paibaya. So it's a repeated theme. You won't find anyone more fallen than me. And again he says, Narottam Das says here, Patita pavana nam gosharna tomar sham upekile nahi mora gati jodi hoy aparadi tatapi ho tumi gati shatta shatta jena shati pati. So he says, Shama, you are glorified. It's known everywhere, it's broadcast everywhere that you are the purifier of the fallen. That's your name. Don't forget me. I've made you the goal of my life, so don't forget me. even though I'm a great offender, still you are the goal of my life. And I say this again and again. I insist. I'm offensive. I admit I'm offensive. But really, truly, what I really want is you. And he's giving the example of a chaste wife with a husband. The husband may be getting on her case, but she says, no, really, don't take it wrongly. There's no one I want but you. I only want to serve you, that's all. You're my only hope. So in this way, pray to Krishna. Tumito parama deva nahi moru pekiba shuno shuno pranaya ishva. So he's saying the same, thing again and again and again. This is not poetry written for entertainment or to try to win some poetry prize, but it's the call of the heart for a devotee to Krishna. He's saying again and again and again practically the same thing. You are the Supreme Lord, particularly you're my Supreme Lord. Don't forget me, don't neglect me. Listen, please, he's saying, O Lord of my life, jodi karo aparad tatapi ho tumi nat shiba diya karo anucha. Even though I make so many offenses, still you are my master. So again, he's saying the same thing. He's just saying it. Sometimes we find someone very emotional and they talk in an incoherent way or they blabber on. So, of course, Narottam Das's poetry is unique and superb, but it in his repetition, it's like that. It's really coming from the heart and not from the head. That's the point. He's really feeling like this. And he's praying, Seva Deya, give me your service, make me your servant. Kame mora hota chitta nahi jane nijo hita mone na kuche durbashana. More nat ongi kuru tumi bancha kalpatoru. Karuna dekuk sarbajan. So, kame mora, my heart is pierced, or my heart is defeated by, or killed by material desires. I don't know what's for my actual benefit. All these nasty material desires in my heart, I just can't seem to get rid of them. But still I'm asking you, O Lord, O Nath, you please accept me. You are a wish-fulfilling tree. So please show your mercy upon all. Let everyone see, let all the world see your mercy by exhibiting it upon me. Moshama potita nai tribhubane deko chai narotam pavan namadharo. Because there's no one more, there's no one on the level, no one as fallen as myself in the whole three worlds. Even if you look around everywhere, you won't find anywhere. So, let your name be Narottama Pavana. You can, if you purify me, Narottam Das says, then you'll get this name, Narottama Pavana. And then Kushuk Shangshare Nam Potita Pavana Sham Nijadas Karo Giridhar. So in this way, by purifying me, he says, by lifting me up, it will be declared throughout the three worlds. Let it be so that you, Sham, you are the purifier of the fallen. Make me your own servant, Giridhari. So in this way, again and again and again, he's praying, make me your own servant. Narottama Boroduki. So many times Narottam says that within his songs. He's going on again and again and again, saying the same things. Nat moro more koroshuki. I'm very unhappy, very unhappy. Why is he unhappy? Because I can't serve you, Krishna. But you make me sukhi. Tomar bhajan shankirtane. Make me happy in your bhajan, in your service, in your kirtan. Antarai nahi jai. All these obstacles, they won't go away. Eto param bhoy. This is my greatest fear. Nivedan Koro Anokon. Therefore, I'm praying to you at every moment. So he's really feeling it. What's the difference between Narottam Das and us? Well, what's the difference between an atom and the universe? It's such a great difference. But the difference is, well, one thing is he doesn't actually have dirty things in his heart, but he feels like that, and even any little semblance, he thinks he's completely distressed by it because it's getting in the way of my Krishna consciousness. Whereas we, on the other hand, we have all these dirty things in our hearts, but we're not even concerned. We just think, get up and chant my rounds and go on with life like this. But actually, we should learn to pray from Narottam Das, from Sanatan Goswami, to be a devotee. It's not such a small thing. It's not such a small thing to be a devotee. To be a devotee means to be on the, at least following in the mood of Narottam Das. But another thing is that this mood is itself not just to be imitated, that sometimes we'll sing this song or a song like this and then we feel like that and then we go back to our wishy-washy Krishna consciousness, or we go back to some kind of Krishna consciousness. We should not just sing this song but really take it up, which means that we have to really try to serve Krishna and please Krishna and make our life only for Krishna. That's what we can learn. That's what we can learn from this. Hare Krishna. I won't speak more now unless there are any questions about this. This is exalted subject matter from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to actually it's to Rupa Goswami, but this particular no, it's just Sanatan Goswami. I'm getting mixed. This verse is included in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatan Goswami. Someone's coming, huh? The dog can hear or smell something that we can't. Okay. Yeah, you have a question? Yeah.
You said that we have so many material desires, so many impurities, and we are not even concerned about them. So, how can we cleanse ourselves?
How can we? We have so many material desires, we're not even concerned. How can we cleanse ourselves? Well, that's the point. That is the point. We should become concerned. How do we do that? Well, by discussing in this way, by singing and contemplating the songs of Narottam Das, by regularly reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we come in contact with the pure devotion of the acharyas, and that spurs us and lifts us up to do that. It's not exactly mechanical. We have to do it consciously, conscientiously. But if we're a little bit awake and we read Srila Prabhupada's books, I mean spiritually awake, then they're very powerful. That will penetrate. Shrindvatang swakata krishna punya shravana kirtanaha hridyantas tohi bhadrani vidhunoti suhrid satam nashta prayesh vabhadreshu nityang bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam, that will have its effect. That will purify the heart. We're talking about contamination within the heart. Krishna is also within the heart. And if we're serious to become purified, then Krishna will help. Or as we just saw that video of Srila Prabhupada speaking in Australia, and someone asked a similar question. Well, can we become freed from all sins? And Prabhupada reacted quite strongly and says, why not? How long will it take us to be free from all sins? And Srila Prabhupada said, in a minute, if you're serious. Why not? Krishna says, moksha yashami, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Why don't you accept it immediately? Srila Prabhupada was quite strongly pushing that point. We don't have to wait for millions of lifetimes immediately if we surrender. And Srila Prabhupada often spoke like that. While recognizing that for most of us it'll take some time to become purified, at the same time he always said, why don't we do it immediately? Then, anything else? All right, then. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukharo na vayang vichare yamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvil viluthama natama nirvishama. That's on a different level of the groveling in the gutter, hoping for Krishna's mercy. This is on a different level. Let the people say whatever they like. What do we care for what they think about us? Becoming drunk and mad with the wine of Hari Rasa, we will roll on the ground and dance without caring for others. Hare Krishna.